Okay, we're going forward. We're on Chaf Aleph Ahmed Beis. We're explaining what a Rosha Orum is. Okay, so now we're up to Abaye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up. Abaye Amar. This is the fourth Peshat, I think. Yeah, Abaye says, Zeh Hamesi Eitza. This is somebody who gives advice, like the previous one. So, right, Limkor, to sell, Benechosim, in. Sell the properties, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, according to the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tanya, which we're going to see. So this is talking about a person who's maybe he's on his deathbed or something, but he's giving away all of his stuff, his property. Yeah. So he says the following. So this is a quote. Yeah. Nichosai lucha, my property goes to you. You can take it. Yeah. Or inherit it. How it's working. Va'acharecha laploni. But afterwards, I mean, I suppose after you die, it's going to go to somebody else. I've got it earmarked for somebody else after you. Okay, that's what the person said. Now, so obviously, so in the events, now, Yorad Rishon, if the first one who got it, right, the first in line, Umacha V'Ochal, he basically sold all the properties, and he ate the money. He finished everything, right? Basically, he's absolutely broke, and then he dropped dead. Yeah. So now the other guy comes to get his stuff, and he's. Means he went down. He went down into the property and. It's a strange lotion. Yeah. Yorad. Yeah. So you look.
He went to two.
There's a Yorad. Yeah, I don't know, yeah. Yorad's a strange lesson, yeah. He did it where, yeah, he did a Yorida. This was not a good thing which he did. He went down and he had a Yorad. So, anyway, but so this, the first guy sold everything and ate the profits, yeah? Now, and then he died, right? A Shani, now the Shani comes, he comes to the field and said, hey, this is, it was supposed to go to me now, right? So a Shani is actually allowed, Moitzi Miyad Alukuhois. He can retract the land from the people who bought it, because he says, listen, this land was earmarked for me, and he didn't have a right to sell it to you, so therefore I'm going to take it back.
But if the first one had still had payros, he would have taken the payros first from the first one?
We're not focusing on the payros so much over here. He's just saying, the land is, I'm not sure about the exact case, I'm not clear. Basically he said, I'm giving the land to the first one, and I suppose everything involved in that, I think. Right, and then he says that after you die, it's going to go to this person, right? So
he didn't die.
No, the first guy died.
First guy died.
Yeah. So now the second guy said, "Oh, it's my turn for this land. Go to the land," and they said, and he says, "These are these people." I said, "Who are you?" He said, "Oh, well, that guy sold it to us." He said, "He shouldn't have sold it to you because it was going to be for me, so he can take it off them." So that's fine. Divrei Rebbe. Okay, but now. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, though, this is what the person was giving Eitza. Oimer, Ein L'Sheni, L'Sheni only gets Elamar Shashia Rishon, what the first one left over, meaning he can't retract from the buyers. Yeah, so basically he's messed up. He lost out.
He just gets the payers that are left.
Whatever's left, he gets the scraps.
He can't take it.
He can't retract it from the buyers. Yes, he can't. So now this is the person who gives him this advice. So he says to him, hey, to the first guy before he died, so listen, you just go ahead and sell it all, you know, enjoy yourself, whatever. You don't have to worry about the second guy. So that he's in a Rasha Orum. Now, fifth Peshat of Rasha Orum. Rav Yosef Bar Chama Amar, Rav Sheshes, right, so he says in the name of Rav Sheshes, Zeh a Machria, this is somebody who tips this, right? Machria is tipping the scales, right? Acherim, other people, but Orchoysov, in his ways. Meaning, he basically encourages people to be like him. Why does he want to encourage people to be like him? Because it's a smoke screen, yeah? He wants the people to think he's a big tzaddik, yeah? And really, he just doesn't want people to really look what's really going on and to look too deeply, right? So that's if you look at the let's look at Rashi, the last two lines, In fact, let's do the whole Rashi. Amachriya Acherim Be'orchoisov. It's five lines up in the Rashi. Ra'u, see, Ve'osu, Kimoni, and do like me. Ulchuba Dorachai, and go like in my ways. Lodis Kavinze, he's not Had Kavona, Elala Haros Atzmon Kichosid. He's showing himself as like a righteous person. Ve'ein Ibrios, but Ve'ein Toicha Kaboro. But his inside are not like his outside. Yeah. Right, Elishalo Yedakdiko Akrov. He's just doing it so people shouldn't be particular about what he does. To look into his horrible, disgusting things that he does behind the scenes.
It's a fake record.
Yes. Or anybody. No, but anybody. Also, I forgot Jimmy Carter. No, that wasn't him. Jimmy. Who was the guy? Jimmy. What was it? Jimmy the English guy, whatever, Rolf Harris, you know what I mean? Whatever, certain people that you think are like, whatever.
Jim will fix it for you,
that was him, yeah, apparently. There was a whole thing about that. I forgot Jim will fix it for you, but yes. Yeah, but really he's just a smoke screen because he's like, you know, doing his things behind the scenes. Ula Omar. Shat number six, I think, right? Zer Shikora, the shin is a prefix over here. Shikora, he read, Vishonah, and so Kora is always Torah Shabbat Peh.
Yeah, Torah Shabbat Peh. Thank you.
This is the Rebbe, yeah. Rebbe's Reka Omar, Rav Huna, right? This, who's the Rosh Aram? Zer Hamekel Atzmo. He's very lenient when it comes to his own personal sack, yeah. Or machmil acherim, but when anyone comes to him, he says he should. It's definitely kind of kedai to be machmir. What's that? These things are like people who are just like not straight. The crooked, you know, the fakers. Right, the fakers, exactly. Okay, Ola Omar, Zer Shikora, he learned a Torah Shebichsav, Korah, he read Pesukim. Vishana, Shana means, and he also learned Mishnayos, and he's quite fluent in them. However, below Shimesh Talmidei Chachamim, but he did not serve under a Talmud Chacham. So what you used to serve under a Talmud Chacham, and you used to learn Shimush, right? But over here, this is basically Rashi says in a lot many places it's like Gemara. Basically, there's lots of Mishnayos and Pesukim that seemingly contradict one another, and you don't know what Pshat is, so you can't really pass in a locker from it. So you have to have a Rebbe who's going to teach you, you know, how to resolve the contradictions between certain Mishnayos, right? Which basically what we do in the Gemara. Yeah, we'll ask a question from this Mishnah, on this Mishnah, this opinion, that opinion. So that's called a person that can only get that in the old days when they didn't have a Gemara to look at. They only could do it by getting it from a Talmud Chacham. They had to mishamish a Talmud Chacham, and somebody who's basically says it's a Talmud Chacham and says, you know, I know she should do Mishnah and all, you know, Tanakh or whatever, but he doesn't know the Rob would say the back office work. He's fooling himself. Yeah.
Why is he called an arrow though? For that? Yeah. Yeah. Know, why is he a
rush? I imagine he's pretending that he's like he says I know though. Yeah, because people see he's very you know, seemingly learned, but he's I'm honest. That's what you see with some rebbeim. Some rebbeim have issues with other rebbeim because they feel that the learning's lacking, meaning that they don't really get the depths of the Talmud.
He's saying he's deceiving people.
Yes. Seemingly. Your question. Yes. Correct. Okay. Now Itmar. Following on in the same vein, Itmar. Korah Vashana, a person who did this, yeah, he read Sukim and Vashana and he learnt Mishnayos, V'lo Shimish Talmidei Chachamim, he was not Mishamish Talmidei Chachamim, so Rabbi Elazar, Oimer, Rabbi Elazar says, Harei Zeh Ama Oretz, this person is an Ama Oretz, he looks like he knows the Torah, but he's an Ama Oretz, he doesn't understand, he just doesn't know what he's talking about. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar, another opinion, what is an Ama Oretz? Oh no, sorry. This person, sorry, another the same person, the person who learned Pesukim, right, learned Mishnayos, but he didn't Mishamish Tam Chorim, Harei Zeh Boor. He's a boor. A boor is like is an empty pit. Yeah? And Rashi says this is worse than Amoretz. We're going gradually down over here. Now it's gonna get even worse. Now Rabbi Yanai Omer, he says this person, the aforementioned person who basically didn't Mishamish Tam Chorim, Harei Zeh Kuti. He's like a kuti, which is mamasha, like a goy, meaning that if he would touch your wine, you couldn't drink it. Now, Am Oretz, if he touches your wine, you can drink it. You can't trust him with Tumah Vatara and his maestros and stuff, but he's not a goy. But this guy is like a kuti. Now, fourth pesha, Rav Achabar Yaakov says this person who's doesn't Mishamish Tam Chomim, right? Oimer Harei Zeh Magosh. He's a magosh. It's like he's a wizard. He's a wizard or a witch, right? Because this is the male, right? Because we normally say in the Torah, we say machshefa, because women were more prone to do witchcraft and stuff in the olden days. But also machashef is a wizard. There's a witch and a wizard. Okay, so there's four pshatim we just got. So comments: Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Right, he's coming to give his opinion. Mistavra, it makes sense. Karab Acha Bar Yaakov, like the fourth opinion, that is a wizard. Yeah, why? Right, because why is that a good pshat? Because the Omri Inshi, people say, rotten. So rotten is a snake charmer. But how do you snake charmers in the past? It seems they weren't like the ones that the snake charmer that we see that the. Do a little, like a little instrument, a flute or something, or like a little recorder thing, and they go like that. They used to say little incantations, used to whisper certain things, yeah? So, Magosha, who's like a wizard, yeah? Below, so he's charming, let's say, so Rotten, let's say he's charming, meaning in saying incantations, the Mechashef, the wizard, below Yodra, my Omar, and he doesn't know what he's saying. He's saying things like abracadabra. If you ask him, say to say what's pshat in that. Well, if you heard some Torah shiur, they give pshat, right? In that abracadabra, have you heard that one? All right, adabek or something. Like that. There's a pshat in that one. Yeah, abracadabra. It will be created like I say. Yeah. But whatever, really. But there, he's got no pshat. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But if you do say this, then it works, right? So too over here with this guy, we're saying the guy who learned, he wasn't Mishamish Tam Chomim, but he knows Pesukim, and he also knows Mishnayos, but Toni, he teaches it, I mean, he learns, like Mishnayos, Tana, right, this Tana, the Lo Yoda, he doesn't know my armor, what he's talking about. Basically, he's saying over Mishnayos, but he's got no clue what he's saying, because he's like, they all contradict one another. Tell him about him.
How about the
pshat
of Rasha
Arum? We moved on now. We remember they said Itmar. This is a machlokis Amorayim. What is an Amoretz? How do we title somebody who learns Pesukim and Mishnayos but he's not Mishamish Tam Chachamim?
Which is the last pshat of Rasha Arum,
right?
Just really
in that. Right, true. Okay. Now, Tarabon. Ezu Amoretz. Who's an Amoretz? Right? Kol She'enoi Koyri Kriyashma Shacharis V'Arvis V'Berchosel. He doesn't come to Shul. Or what did they say about Shul? He doesn't do Kriyashma with the Brochas. Divri Rebbe Meir. V'chom Omrim Kol She'enoi Menich Tefillin. Somebody who does not put Tefillin on. He's an Amoretz. Ben Azayon Meir Kol She'enoi Titzis b'bigdoi. He doesn't wear titzis. He's an Amoretz. Rabbi Yosef ben Yosef Amar. Kol sheyesh lo bonim. Anybody who has children, sons, ve'eino megadlam. He doesn't raise them up. Lilmud Torah, to teach them Torah. Right. Achirim amrim. Right. Afilu koyre. Here we go. The same thing. There's the same theme over here. Afilu koyre v'shoyne. Even if he reads pesukim. And he touches Mishnayos, and he's not Mishamish Tam Chomim, Zeo Amoretz. Okay, now what about a level left? This is in the Echeres sheet, yeah? What happens if he's Korah, he reads Pesukim, Velo Shona, but he doesn't learn Mishnayos? A Rezer Boar. He's a boar which is less, right? He's empty. Now what?
Velo Shona means Mishnayos?
Yes, yes, specifically. Korah means always Pesukim, yeah? Shona means Mishnayos. Like Mishnah. Call it Mishnah, right? Now, Lo Korah v'lo Shona, what happens if a person doesn't learn any Torah whatsoever? Olam HaKos of Amaya, the Torah says about such a person, Zerati, I sowed, yeah, Es Beis Yisrael, but Es Beis Yehuda, basically, this is the different factions of Klal Yisrael, there's Yisrael and there's Beis Yehuda, right, so I sowed Zera, seed of Adam, so there's some people who are in Klal Yisrael who are Adam, and also the Zera Behema, and also, I planted in Klal Yisrael the Zera of Behemoths, meaning that some people act like people in Klal Yisrael, and some people act like Behemoths, and the people who don't learn anything, they fall in that group, they're like a Behema. Yeah.